The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. And I'm here today with Danielle LeBeau, eating psychology coach and owner of So Happy Health. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited that you're here. I love our conversations, and I can't believe we get to do this over the mic.
I'm honored to be here.
Honest. Yeah, totally. So, all right. So Happy Health. Tell me about the name of your business.
The name of my business started from a song. I was listening to the radio and I love this song. And what I heard was so happy, so happy. And I was like, I need to go look up the lyrics to that song. Turns out the words are so I weep. And I completely misheard it.
That worked out.
It did.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love that you just sang a little bit. So many people are paralyzed by that. But you and I have had some conversations about the transformative nature of karaoke.
Yes, karaoke altered my life forever.
Okay, tell me about that.
Probably like 3 years ago now, I decided I was going to get over my fear of karaoke and just go for it. And I sang Part of Your World by from The Little Mermaid and owned it.
Yeah. Wow. You have to own that one.
Yeah. It's that's so good.
That's amazing. They have that on karaoke.
They do everywhere.
As they should. Mm-hmm. I was not aware of this now.
Except for on a cruise ship once. I couldn't sing it, so I had to sing Dance with Somebody instead, which was also fun.
Also a good one. Wow. Belted out some Whitney. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. You know, it's funny that you mentioned a Disney cruise. Is that what you just said?
No, it was on a cruise with
you. On a
family.
Cruise. Okay. Mm-hmm. I inserted Disney because you hug like a princess. Tell me about that.
Someone I was networking with told me that I hug like a Disney princess, and I just took it as the most beautiful compliment ever. But I was like, I don't know what that means. And what is Disney hug like, or princess hug? And he said the Disney princess never lets go first. And I'm like, oh, I guess I do that. That's
you
true.
You totally do that, Danielle LeBeau. You absolutely do. If anybody ever has a chance to get hugged by Danielle LeBeau, you're not living until you've done it.
So sweet.
Yeah. So, all right. So you're an eating psychology coach, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a lot about that. But first, I want to touch on, you know, you're also a registered nurse, and you do hospice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that experience like?
I started working as a hospice nurse 3 years ago, and it's just beautiful. It's almost sacred. And I do a lot of death visits, and I, you know, walk into a family's home as a stranger and walk out almost like family. And it's a sweet experience. Death is a part of our life. And we're not really meant to grieve alone, I don't think. And it's just brought a lot of understanding of, you know, humanity, and it's just a precious time. And I'm honored to be able to be there for and with people through that.
I've been through a lot of loss and grief in my life, and I'm actually still going through kind of a therapeutic process with that. I'm in therapy for that. And it's really interesting to me, like that's something that I have wanted to shy away. Most mm-hmm. people would shy away from. So what made you want to be part of hospice?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just, it felt easy. And when my great grand passed right after nursing school, it was like, we'd done a lot of studying about hospice and death and dying in nursing school, but, being there at the bedside, it was so sacred and easy, even though it was hard, you know? It's just like a weird word to use, but magical almost, watching her transition from, you know, here with us and then away. It was just different. And it just, it wasn't, and I resisted being a hospice nurse for the longest time. And my grandma were both like, you should probably do this. Like, look into this. You were so good with Grandma Honey. You should do hospice. I'm like, I don't want to do hospice. That's weird. And I finally, 3 years ago, said, yeah, I'll try that. And it's just been so easy. So I don't know.
That's beautiful. I just had to know more about that. And hey, why not find out more while we're on the microphone? So what a great time to ask. Anyway, all right. So let's back up and talk about your business. So Happy Health and your work as an eating psychology coach. What does that mean?
So an eating psychology coach is someone who works with people in their relationship to food and understanding and discovering why the food relationship is the way that it is right now. And gives people tools to discover for themselves ways to dismantle the food stuff, not necessarily like more knowledge about how to eat differently or now we're going to exercise and all that stuff. Cause there are a lot of people out there in the world that are doing really great jobs at that. And for some people that is not sufficient for them having the outcome in their life that they really want to have. Myself, for example, you know, ate really great, exercised tons, and still was not settled, grounded, happy here in this body, in this physical vessel, the way that I now get to be after doing this work as an eating psychology coach. So
for you, what changed?
Doing the program, becoming a coach.
Okay. In what ways? Tell me more.
A lot more compassion for myself, a lot more gentleness and, taking the stance of, like from when I'm going through something, asking myself will tell me more about what that is. You know, I'm craving peanut butter like a banshee, you know, and I'm not going to be settled until that's in, like I eat it. Then I look at myself and go, okay, well that's beautiful. And thank you for that craving. Tell me more about that, you know, and just get curious about it instead of you shouldn't have peanut butter. It's 10:30 at night and you already ate dinner and you shouldn't have, and all that, da, 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 the chatter, just like, oh, that's beautiful. It's interesting. Thank you, body, for wanting that. You know, are we stressed out? Do we need, you know, more fat in the diet or what's going on?
So when you're dissecting cravings with people, kind of the way that you just explained that you do with yourself, are there certain patterns that you see frequently?
I do feel that there is a pattern, and I don't have like a sheet for that or anything. I don't have like a rubric, but I'll ask people, you know, like, is it sugar? And I feel like sugar is a lack of excitement, you know, like you need that buzz. I do feel like fat kind of calms and settles and grounds you. Like I said, I don't have it necessarily pinned, but I do feel like there's got to be a trend. And it could even just be like bread is something that their great grandma made for them when they were a kid, and that just gave them peace and sense of comfort. So now when, you know, a practitioner wants them to go gluten free, they have a really hard time wanting to do that because that means giving up their grandma, even though they're not the same thing, but they're in their heart and in their memory related. You know, is there ways that we can honor grandma and go gluten free? And that's a conversation to have if, you know, which is very different than you need more willpower, which is just not the case.
That's true, though. I do that a lot in my health coaching practice with helping people dissect cravings. I find that usually if they're craving something to an extreme, you know, in terms of that, I call it secondary food, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's a primary food that's missing, which is like your relationships or, you know, other things in life.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so interesting that you use that example, though, because I'll tell you why I think that's interesting. I have a craving sometimes whenever I get out of balance and I'm just feeling like I need a little like really needing a warm grandma hug.
Mm-hmm.
Is really what it came down to. But I had this craving that I couldn't quite figure out, and it was bread with a giant slab of butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
We only had butter at my grandma's house. My mom and dad used margarine growing up, but she had these wonderful big thick pads of cold butter, and I would just put them on the bread, and I didn't connect. I was going through a difficult time in my life. I really was missing my grandma. And so I was eating all of this bread with butter, and I'm going, why am I having this craving? But that's exactly what it was. I really just wanted to connect with her.
Wow. And amazing that is the example that is no mistake.
I would call it amazing, but you and I are always flowing in synchronicity.
That's
so
right.
It's just part of the deal. So cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So what are some other things that have been on your mind lately?
one of my clients was talking to me last week about body image, like body acceptance, and really she's honoring her body and she's proud of the physical vessel that she's in. And, you know, inside of the body positive movement, there is this, resistance to weight loss, or like that there's a conversation about, you know, will I be judged if I want to lose weight? It's not that I don't love my body. So this is like beyond loving your body the way that it is. Like that's the first step, you know, that's
absolutely.
And we're there right now. A lot of people were there. A lot of the world is like, you need to lose weight in order to love yourself. Like they're still not there. Like, but once you get to the point where you really do begin to honor and cherish and love this physical vessel, the way that it is without alteration, then there's this whole other conversation about the desire to lose weight anyways, not because my body isn't the way that I want it to, but, just they're separate, you know, like I love my body is distinct from, I want to lose weight, and it's not in order to, I'm gonna lose weight, so I love my body.
Absolutely. And I think that's really massively important, right? You shouldn't love yourself, you know, 30 pounds from now, right?
Right.
Love yourself now, and that's going to help you to get to whatever that other goal is.
Right.
And really, I think it just comes down to knowing your body well enough to know what's going to make you feel really, truly vibrant and healthy as a human being, not for anyone else's sake, for your own sake, so that you can live your most amazing, vibrant life.
Right.
Right.
But how can we have that vibrant, like what actions can we take right now to have life be vibrant today, now? And it could be movement or it could be no movement. Right now, you know, what's going to honor that internal self?
Did you guys hear that? It could be no movement right now. That makes me feel better about those couch days. But
yes,
but that's a way of honoring part of that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that holistic perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
It all goes together. Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about, we've got about a minute left before break, but let's talk about movement a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You kind of brought something up before the show, and I think you had a thought that we wanted to ponder.
I forget, what was it?
You were talking about hot yoga.
Oh, yes. I went to hot yoga for the first time in 2 years on Sunday, and...
How was that?
It was emotional, to be honest.
I've never done hot yoga. It's been on my list.
Oh, I would definitely give it a whirl.
Okay.
The emotions really came from myself comparing myself to the other bodies in the room. And then this extreme wash of love that I have for myself, the way that I am right now today. And because I've been to that studio for years, and just knowing the difference in the quality of the internal chatter in my mind from that day in the previous years that I'd been in that room, and my body's changed so much.
Hold that thought. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal. We'll be back with Danielle LeBeau after the break. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. And we are back with Danielle LeBeau of So Happy Health. She is an eating psychology coach. And we were talking before the break. We were talking about being vibrant now.
Yeah.
And you had a thought while we were on the break about how weight loss relates to finances. And I'm interested in knowing more about that.
So I use an analogy of if you had a positive cash flow in your, like you knew you were your bills were getting more than taken care of, and that you had cash coming in that more than prepares for your bills and your investments and everything that you wanted to have, does the dollar amount in the account, like if you knew that all this money was coming in that more than took care of all of your needs, desires, wants, and goals, does the dollar amount in the account matter?
Yeah, I guess not. No.
No, not really.
Right.
Because you're being taken care of, right? Every month this deposit's coming in and it's going to take care of all of your needs. So that the dollar amount in the account does, whether it's 1 cent or 1 million, whatever's in the account stagnant sitting there doesn't actually matter. because the flow, the cash flow coming in, more than takes care of your bills.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the same thing with weight loss. Does the scale, the number on the scale today, matter? No, because everything that you're doing inside and for your body today is not going to alter that today. But there are things that we can do for our body, and it's not even like weight loss is so irrelevant. It's just an arbitrary unit of measurement that we use to give ourselves value. But it's just not that. It's not your value. Your weight is not your worth.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's a really interesting way of thinking about it. I never quite went there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. So, well, and I think, you know, a point that I heard someone say recently was, this didn't come to stay. This came to pass.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, this shall come to pass.
Right.
And emphasizing that word pass, like this is where you are now. It doesn't have to be where you always will be.
Right. And honestly, the desire to be anywhere else is weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to have goals and stuff like that, but you know, it's just kind of weird to live there instead of living here.
I agree with that. And I've spent years, and I still fight the desire to live in mm-hmm. the future. You know, like I'm always, because, you know, as somebody who's a goal setting driven person, right, there's a tendency to always be setting and looking toward the next thing. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes in the process of that, you forget to be in the current situation in the beautiful now.
Yeah. And you'll never feel satisfied then.
No, never.
It's one thing to live into your future, and there's another thing to live for your future. Like to live there, it's just not going to work. You're never going to feel totally grounded, satisfied, and at home if you're always over there trying to get there.
Really, really good way to put it. That's a really good way to put it. Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, speaking of looking into the future, though, the New Year's, you know, New Year's arriving, right?
Yes.
And so new year, new starts, a lot of people set goals around weight loss and things like that this, you know, that time of year. So thoughts on that?
Let's see. Well, in starting this new year, we can also think about the progress that we've made in the last, you know, X number of years, and look at the beautiful progress that you are as a human being. And possibly not look to the future to be a different person, but just to give yourself a heck of a lot of credit that you deserve that we probably don't give ourselves.
I love that. And I challenge, you know, my clients and really myself, I'm challenging myself this year to just really focus on being present in the moment, you know, because I think that's the best way to reach our goal anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Trying to set more of a goal around that. I want to talk with you about, something that I know is really dear to your heart that you talk about a lot with your friends, right? Is Landmark Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell everyone a little bit about that? Because I still don't know a ton about it.
Yeah. So I did the Landmark Forum in 2014. I met with somebody who she was asking me about my goals in my life, and I said, I want to change the world and I want to make a big impact on the world. And she asked, well, have I done the Landmark Forum yet? And I'm like, what does that have to do with my goals? And she said, well, it helps you truly see the blind spots that you have been there this whole time. And now you can have facility and power with them and be, you know, what stops you and blocks you from doing everything that you want. The forum gives you access to that. Like, oh, that's so cool. I want to do that program. So I signed up the next weekend and drove to Chicago, and it was beautiful. And it connected me to this amazing community of people that love themselves, love each other, give back to the world in this holistic, beautiful way that I've always wanted to. It was just like, how are people like this actually real? This is the type of people that I want to be. And I didn't know that they were out here doing life. Gave me so much peace. And because I thought I was the only one.
Yeah, it's great when you find your tribe.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And it's like, I've had that experience too, where I'm kind of wandering through life and I'm like, am I the only weirdo out here that thinks this way and is this way? And then over the last year, I've found that I'm not. It's great. There are lots of us, and it just feels so comforting and mm-hmm. reassuring to find like-minded people and really find a place where you fit. All right. So talk about, all right. So you said it helps you to identify the blind spots. How?
There are all these distinctions you know, the story, and then all the stuff that we like, what happened, and then the stuff we make up about it is the story. Like, that's a distinction. There's just, I don't even know how many distinctions are in the first course, but it just gives you facility to start to see the things that we make up about the things that happen.
And that's so true. Like, a lot of times, and with myself and with people I work with, and our story can really make us or break us in a way, mm-hmm. you know, it can really hold us back.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have to kind of look at, you know, okay, what was the reality there? And what did I superimpose onto that reality?
Exactly. Would a fly on the wall be upset about what just happened? Probably not.
Right. Right. Yeah. So what are your goals in your business and with your clients for this next year? Have you got new things that you're doing and trying as you grow?
I've been, Haley with Basically It, and I have
Love
been
her.
Doing, oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
We've been doing a, meal prep workshop. And we just actually set our calendar for, December at the time of this recording, December, January, February. And then we have this a beautiful idea for March, which I'm so excited,
which,
I can't tell you.
Can't tell me.
I can't tell you.
You guys will just have to stay tuned.
2 years in the making.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
It's
cool.
It's being fulfilled in this way that I didn't expect to happen. It was just one of those things where, so I believe that So Happy Health is like this, it's just this thing that's happening, and I get to steward it forward almost like a parent to, but it's got its own personality, you know? And I'm like, what do you like? Tell me more about you. And I'm discovering what it is. As much as I'm building it, I'm not, it's just happening. And I'm finding out, I don't know, like what does So Happy Health do? Like, yes, we're coaching, and you know, maybe there's going to be a building someday, and you know, all these
things. Isn't that
the
beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur?
Besides
it's
the fact
a blank
that we're,
canvas.
And we're making it all up.
Yeah. 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 And that's a key point.
Yes.
Entrepreneurial efforts, I've come to realize, because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing sometimes,
you
know, and it's
either.
Like, no one actually does, because you're creating something new that's never mm-hmm. existed in the world before.
Exactly.
And there are some templates and patterns to pull from, but for the most part, it's your own baby.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But letting that baby tell me who it is too, at the same time. So I've had this idea to do this thing that is now, I mentioned it to Haley, and she got so excited. I'm like, you just got as excited as I've been excited about this thing for 2 years.
Yeah. And anyone that's wondering who we're talking about. So Haley Sohn, S-O-H-N, Basically It, Ready Made Meals is her business. She's been on the show. She's a friend of Get Real to Heal, has been on a couple of times. And we do some collaboration as well. And she's just amazing. She's really amazing. And I love that you are doing these meal prep courses or classes, because that comes up constantly, right? People want to be able to think ahead and prepare, but they don't eat the same thing every day all week long.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I love that you guys have very creative ways of mixing and matching these meals to be able to make that work. And you know, when I've sat in on sessions with her about that, it's, you know, even down to like changing up the texture by, you know, taking mm-hmm. a chicken breast and cutting it up instead of just serving it whole, or mm-hmm. it's so interesting, all the intricate little ways that you can change food up
yeah.
to make it different, but still kind of, you know, the same. You've got the same base.
Do the work once mm-hmm. and never make the same meal twice.
Yep. Absolutely. Cook once. Yeah. Eat twice. It's always my goal. Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So anything else that's on your mind or heart today that you want to share? We've just got a couple of minutes left to wrap up.
Yeah. One of the things that came up as we were talking about New Year's and stuff like that, about a year ago, December 2017, I had I'll do groups with clients and stuff, and I made them write letters to themselves for their, you know, to me of the future. So I'm really excited to give those back to my people and have them read them to themselves, you know. So, and I also think that it would be a great exercise to write yourself a letter from today's date of the next year of, you know, like, hey, this is what we're going to accomplish this year. I'm so proud of you. All these things that you just did, or, you know.
That is a great idea. I love that. That's really cool. Yeah. Huh. And it's a great way to look forward and mm-hmm. then celebrate. Yeah. Celebrate the accomplishments at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Thanks for being here today, Danielle. I really appreciate it.
Love you. Appreciate you so much.
So much. And you ask the most amazing questions. If anyone ever has a chance to have a coaching session with Danielle, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. She's coached me, and she's just really an awesome human being. So Danielle Lebeau of So Happy Health, how can people reach you for more information?
You can go to sohappyhealth.com. It's S-O-H-A-P-P-I health.com. And also find me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm a pretty regular surveyor of the social media. So I will see you there.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. For more information about my health coaching services or to contact me, please find me online at AmandaLaPlante.com or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. You can find this and other episodes of Get Real to Heal on SoundCloud.com/Get Real to Heal. And if you'd like to connect with me for a free 30-minute consultation, I do offer those. My number is 314-583-6749, or again, find me online at AmandaLaPlante.com. Make it a great day.